And that's mostly from loading the dice, trying to put an unbalanced die or a magnetic die into the game, which we have many forms of game security to try to prevent that. The first of which you'll notice when you're at a craps table is all the dice are translucent. That makes it harder for someone to sneak a weight into a die that could make it such that you could get the die to come out more likely on one side than another because it's weighted, so that weighted side's going to go to the bottom and flip the top number more likely. Side of the dice, that number will be in gold, and it's a batch number. The five dice that we start with on a table, they all have that same batch number. So if a die gets thrown off a table, we pick that die up and we check it. We check to make sure that it still has the right batch number on it, so it has not been switched for a different die by somebody working to try to get a loaded or magnetic die into the game. And casinos will shift those dice out every 8 to 10 hours or so. So if the dice were number 810 at 10 in the morning, sometime around like 5 o'clock, now the dice are going to be dice number 336. So we can't have a team of people come in, read the dice in the morning, and then load dice for the later in the day. That's another way to maintain the dice from being tampered with by the other players. And the final thing that we look for is sliding. Because if a player throws one die in the air and then just glides the other one along the felt of the table and doesn't actually roll it, that could give them a big advantage. And the main way to prevent sliding is that players have to roll the dice a certain distance. That's why we tell them to hit the wall, because you can't slide a die very far. The amount of momentum you need is to move the die without actually getting it to tip is very difficult. So we're like, throw the die with enough force to get it to hit the wall or get close to the wall at least. And you might get a warning or two, but if you're not hitting the wall consistently, they'll eventually take the dice away from you. They'll be like, look, you got to learn how to roll the dice properly for us to let you roll them. And being the shooter is fun. If you're a hot shooter, you can get tipped. It's crazy. Like, you might not be playing that big, but if you're rolling and winning for high rollers, they might throw you some money. They'll be like, yay, great job, shooter. Boom, keep it up, shooter. And they'll take care of you because, like, people in a casino like to throw money around. It's why you're in a casino. And I've seen it. I've seen shooters get tips from the whales that are doing good on the table because the shooter's hot. So I think that about covers everything about craps. I'm racking my brain for any last-minute thoughts or things to, tell you about this game, I guess. And I'm coming up empty, so this is going to be one of those things where in about a half hour, I'm like, oh, crap, I should have said that. That would have been great, but I didn't. Oh, well. But, yep, I think I covered it. I think I did everything I needed to do. And thank you all for listening. If you enjoy this, I'm going to do Roulette and then probably some other game in there because Roulette's really basic and really simple. But we'll see. We'll see how long the Roulette one goes and if it needs to be padded with another game. And we'll just keep running through the casino games and tell you guys how they work and how to play them and if you should play them or not. And don't play slot machines ever because they suck. So thank you for listening. 5-star review wherever you're listening. Patreon.com/PokerPolitics. Throw me a few bucks so I can go hit the craps tables and shoot them dice. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes, as they say. If you don't want to do that, go to love146.org. Give them money to fight human trafficking. Thanks to Frosty for the intro music, for the bumps. Thanks to DJ Minimal Effort for the intro music that I accidentally remixed. Thank you all for listening, and see you all next time. And good luck at the casinos, and just play smart. And the only way to win is to bet big, hit, and leave. The longer you stay, the more likely we are to get that money back.